rules of the workshop. In a connecting workshop, there are no more important or less important. Everyone are equal and are extremely important. We do not negate. We do not struggle. Rather, all we do is add. The true solution will not come from knowledge or the ability to speak. It will only come from the connection. Good luck. We're talking right now about how we come from a place called this world, group, our system that we have built for ourselves during the lessons by participation through the connection between us. How do we build as a result simply in this world by exercises, workshops, lectures, lessons, participating in congresses and other events? How do we build from that? How do we make a place through that that becomes to be the next world? That everything that we now have, it is written, between this world and the next world, there is only the enslavement of the malchuyot, of kingships, meaning that the kingdom of the earth becomes the kingdom of the heaven. That's it. Add to this world the governance of the forces of bestowal, love, connection, avut, and you get the spiritual world. How should we get organized in order to try and bring to this atmosphere that we build the qualities of the next world? Go ahead.
A lot of
opportunities are going to reveal themselves to us of connection. These opportunities, each and every one has the option of desiring and building this connection to the center of the group in the same place. When we all succeed to get to the same level of desire, at this point of the center of the group, it will be a place. There will be a place for the next world. Maybe we can build it through integral systems, through integral decisions that we take these decisions through a circle, through this togetherness. And after a lot of mutual actions, we make congresses in a more direct and more. In this world, we try to emulate in the next world more and more. How do we build the next world through congresses and circles and workshops? The congresses workshop help us, or means in helping us to get us points, our points in the hearts closer to each other. This is how from time to time we make him warmer. We form this field, the light that brings us
reforms
us. We build a place that he can set upon, that we can. Strong desire we have to have. The strong desire of connecting between us, and in this connection to discover the next world qualities. And for this big desire, we have to use all the means in our that are disposed to us, workshops, only to work in more and more connection.
The integration between the desires, this is what builds the place, which increases the individual yearning of every one of us into a place where there is a need for the next world, for the quality of bestowal. And by such actions, we exchange, whether we are aware of it or not, with the power of yearning for bestowal that builds up the place.
Yeah, what turns out in the end is that our focus changes. If we looked at reality through my own personal kli, now everything is through the friend's kli. All the desires are outside, all our fulfillment is outside of us, and everything is the next world.
This revelation happens, as was said already, only in the connection between us. Inside this work between us, we see this process throughout all these years, how it builds us, how it prepares us for everything that comes our way. We only have to be opened enough in order to get what He gives us, how He prepares us to all those things that He gives us, and from those things to get to understand what is it that we have to do. And that force of what we have to do, we can find it in the center of the group.
The next world, the bestow, it forces us, obligates us for interactions that we do daily, each and every moment, take an account to who am I doing it to. I must think about all the people that are in this world that have to attain this quality. I can't stay within myself. I have to extend it towards more than this circle, so I can be similar to this quality.
Yeah, Israel, the light and the creator, this is the effort to be in the correct intention. This is what connects all of our actions, different activities into one thing. And then these many unknown factors will be revealed in the integral, analogical way in the place that we build.
What we learn in this past day is this cancellation, annulment. This annulment work gives us the sensation of that work is constantly. We're also we're dependent, interdependent on each and every one to get to the center of the group.
Each and every one can contribute his inner concerns so that the friends will reach the same point, which is actually the request from the light that reforms to help us. And then this common request for the light that reforms, what is that notion, the enslavements of the malchuyot, of the kingdoms, that there is no more between this world and the next world except for the enslavement of malchuyot? What do you think? How is it expressed?
More and more of our desire, our personal desire.
Do it in a very short, very simple way. What does it have to be?
Becomes more
focused towards the revelation of the Creator in this world. The enslavement of the malchuyot, of the kingdoms.
How
I don't know, I need to get some picture from the friends. It's hard for me to start. I need to be included with
to
everyone
continue,
else.
Enslavement of the Malchuyot, maybe how much we're devoted to this path, to the friends, annulling myself to the friends, putting myself as a zero, living among them, to ask for them, to worry about them, to be enslaved for them.
To replace my own enslavement to my ego, to the quality of the Creator, the quality of bestow.
Because in the end, only one power can control this reality, which are my desires. Either it's towards me, myself, or bestow sets upon me and puts yourself in my desires.
The enslavement to my desires. How do I take care of the fulfillment of those desires, and how do I want to take care for the fulfillment of all the desires?
Like the friend said, who am I enslaving to? This is my choice. I want the bestow quality to reign over me. For now, I'm controlled by my ego in every action. We have to switch these qualities.
We have to come to a prayer that that inversion will be performed on us, because this is why the world was created to start with.
This enslavement is total. Even if we don't succeed in receiving this enslavement, and everything I attain for myself, I have to switch this this intention to for bestow. This enslavement we have to take upon us in each moment.
And in any case, I've been operated. The question is, which force operates me? The receiving force, the bestowing force. What am I enslaved to which quality? Meaning, if I add to this world that there's none else besides him, it becomes the next world. Can we depict that the none else besides him is in every speak, thought, action, plan, realization, and so on? How can it be? Let us depict that. How is it to live in the next world?
When I see that every situation works against my desire, really pictures that my inner will really drives me to build and transform it to something that is whole, the whole of reality, and to get closer to this perception.
Actually, it depends to the extent that we create and build every time anew a strong environment that will operate on each and every one in such a way that he will be able to enslave the tendency of his heart to the connection with the quality of bestowal atop all the desires that pull him down to satisfy himself.
Describing that I'm living in the next world, imagining that I pass this personal I have to check myself that I'm inside the friends all the time, in their will and desires, and then perceive the reality differently. because none else beside them is in them. This transition from calculating towards myself to calculate towards others.
It's a very clear observation of what happens around me and in me. It all comes from one source. It replaces the hatred that is within me towards those who surround me, the environment. One, I ascribe it that it comes from the Creator and for that purpose, and invert it with His help and with the help of the mutual guarantee that I get from the friends. Otherwise, I can't tolerate it and I want to nullify it by myself, and that is the mistake. Actually, only by the help of the friends, I ascribe it to the source, to the none else besides Him, and turn the hatred into love.
In the beginning, it looks very complicated how every moment I can none else beside Him connect to that. But then when you cancel yourself, it reveals itself automatically. But you can't do it. And then they did this perfect circle of canceling yourself and enslaving yourself to the friends, and you have to have your friends to get that. But in the end, it's only to cancel myself. And once this happens, everything connects to this flow of none else beside Him.
And then there's a great laughter in the kingdom. Something that we anticipate, and we want to reach that place of the great laughter, to laugh about everything we've been through and to see this whole process, how He put us through it so nicely. And it was supposed to be this way, and only this way, in such a precise, accurate way. And eventually it is all so pleasant, and all that is left for us to do is laugh.
The next world, I'm already calculating in a new way. Up until now, in this world, everything is with the will to receive. But then I have to calculate towards the Creator and the bestow. It's a different calculation. The next world, I calculate me getting closer to the group, to this quality of bestow.
It becomes like this music, where all the situations, the friends, and the relationship between us are like musical notes that build a foundation upon which flows the none else besides Him in different ways and manners. I describe it like this adventure. I join what was said here. At the end, the work is very simple. We get situations and desires, and we have to decipher them, to break them down, and to see that it is from the good and the benevolent, that they are perfect for our advancement. And at the same time, we have the group and the society that helped me decipher it faster. Tak, 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 tak. So if we will all be in that state, it will be an experience, a perfect advancement.
We get this integration, but maybe to add to that, in the next world, there's a new point of perception, the point in the heart. It now checks these qualities of bestow and
reception.
It's a new perception that all I want is to build this point in the heart, all towards the goal of the society and the group.
When we remember that there is none else besides Him, then we are reminded of it usually from unpleasant situations which we want to resolve, and we try to, through different actions, directions, with different means, to do it that way or another. And after a great exertion, all of a sudden, we come to the thought that there is none else besides Him. He arranged this for us, for me. He arranged it for me. So I have to turn to Him. Only to Him that it will be resolved. So I become enslaved. Am I enslaved to the Creator? To fix that world for me? Perhaps it is called Pharaoh, although it is, there's none else besides him. And if I turn it around that I am grateful that he had arranged some, those things for me so that I will need him, that I will be depend on him. I don't use him to arrange, to fix those things for me. Now I'm reminded of him. Now I can ask him to fix those life for me. No, I say this life can be as ever, whatever they are, as long as I am depended on him, needed for him. And that means to exit the authority of Pharaoh into the authority of the Creator, because these two authorities, they are in the upper world. Is that clear? No? Can't hear. Not so much. Well, I'm just alive, like everyone else of us. And different problems come my way. Personal problems. I try to solve them. Or some greater trouble. I try to solve it. With the means in my possession in this world, my world. Doesn't work. I try more and more and more, don't know what, how, whom, and all of a sudden, I'm reminded after a long time, there's none else besides him. It comes from the Creator. I have such a feeling that he arranged this for me. So I'm happy. I'm happy that there is a reason, and the reason, it's not a problem itself. Rather, it is the Creator reminding me to turn to Him. So I'm prepared to turn to Him. I start praying, running into different thoughts and prayers. How do I always turn to Him and ask Him to fix everything for me? Sometimes I fall down. And I want to try to fix everything by myself. Sometimes I turn only to Him, and sometimes it's 50-50 or some other proportions. But basically, what do I want? I want to fix things in this world, something which is unpleasant, which disturbs me, all these disturbances. And I'm happy that the Creator was revealed to me and that He's prepared to help me. And that he did it anyway, so that I will turn to him and I will be able to use him in order to solve the problem. That form, that way is bad. That is clear to us, because we want to use the Creator in order to fix something for our own benefit. Right? So this is one of the stages. Next stage, which is called the enslavement of the Malchuyot. I want precisely on top of all the disturbances, I want to cleave to the Creator more and more and more. So much so that all these disturbances will only be reason for me to adhere to Him.
Then comes a question, how do I use these disturbances? Do I make sure they disappear? Maybe they build up to more and more? I don't cling to him at all. How do I work?
It's too much, perhaps? How do I, instead of thinking about the Creator for my own benefit, I think about every incident that I'm in only in order to adhere to the Creator? Well, go ahead.
Well, first of all, everything is in the preparation. And there's a groundwork in the group and a work in the group. And disturbances that are revealed,
but discernments
that are discernments towards the Creator. There is a will to desire to get closer to Him, and in these disturbances, you have the answer in this world. But there is a inner work to see it from the center of the group, and on top of these disturbances, to take the Creator to account that is higher than these disturbances, and let the light fix everything.
That state of remembering to be reminded about the upper one. After few good disturbances, this is a very special state. Then the disturbances, they are only a trigger for some contact with the Creator. And then when you have some contact with Him, some connection, when you are reminded of Him, this is a very special place for work. Then the disturbances don't matter anymore. It doesn't matter what you do with them. The main thing is the contact with Him. This is a special time to organize your request, your prayer, and to ask of Him to teach you how to ask correctly, what needs to be done in order to come closer to bestow, how to be a good child to the Creator. So when you're in that zone, how to put into this field you're in, how to put into it all the friends, to think about them, that they too will be in that place that gives you the opportunity to be in contact with the Creator, to contain all the friends, so that they too will feel that field. These are very special points along the way when there is a contact for a person who can organize his prayer correctly. These are very good states.
A strong will like Yaniv has, we need to have to be integrated with the friends and feel them close. To get their desire to be above all these
disturbances.
We have to have the desire of the group to only be connected. And everything that comes, let it come. Just be connected for this strength that comes from the group. That's why you just need to absorb yourself in the group as much as you can.
To be in contact with the Creator for the sake of adhesion and not for my own sake, this is something that doesn't come naturally to us. Because usually the tendency is to always ask for myself if it is spirituality for my own sake or corporality for my own sake. And the examination for that, I think, is to ask for the friends.
Yes. To get ahead with disturbances is through hardship.
It is to solve those disturbances of through the none else besides Him. And we have to change the focus for it. And we can get it through receiving the arvut from the group. And then we realize that the only disturbances is their disconnection with your friends. And when you understand that you don't relate to any other problem directly, then you feel at every given moment, in every attempt that you do, you nullify yourself to be integrated in the group, to be inspired from your friends. It is clear to you on your flesh that if the Creator won't operate on you, if He won't change you, if He won't control your heart, then you can do it. And then you have contact with the Creator every moment from the good side. And the disturbances themselves, they get along or not, but it doesn't matter anymore. It's not life. The focus of life is elsewhere now.
Yes, He shows us in every moment what we need to fix. Where's the flaw that on top of Him we have to fix? What is this flaw? This is the misconnection with us, that between us. That's the cure for all the faults that we get. If we, as a society, don't feel this, that if I'm not in some sort of action of advancing, I'm getting everyone else behind. If I'm not doing my work, this is the hole that I'm drilling in the progress of the ship, of our ship. This feeling can be in everything that He shows me. I have to ask. I have to ask for the friends, for the group, for the connection between us, which is the
equivalence of form with Him. I am about to yearn to the Creator through the friends, through the group. First of all, joy is created in me. So, because the Creator is talking to me, and perhaps for the very first time I understand that He's talking to me. Till now, everything was obscured in the dark. I was just with myself in this world, and nobody really communicates with me. And this is the first time that I ascribe it to the Creator, that through the friends and through these situations, He communicates with me. Then happiness evokes, and the ability to understand where He's trying to direct me to every time, so I will be able to hear Him clearly.
Yes, every time He talks to me and He throws these words, that hurts me, that is painful, and I'm not recognizing that it's Him talking to me. I have to connect through the group, because there you can really feel and understand that the most important thing is the connection with Him through the group. In this connection, in this plate, you see this and laugh on all the things that scare you in your life.
The focus should eventually be in giving the friends the importance about the greatness of the goal, and to constantly make an effort in that. And when we do that, so also when the disturbances come, or the means, we recognize them clearly, and they help us to stabilize ourselves correctly in our work in the direction of the group.
This happens because when we progress, we see more and more that every disturbance engulfs within herself a measurement of the connection between us. In all this world, it's all connections. And that's the reason for everything. And our focus is above all that. It's all the way we see our connection with the public and the friends. All during the day I search.
But still, which means do we have so that I will arrange myself in such a way that in every moment of my life the entire reality, the entire place, I will direct it in the direction of the Creator. What means do I have in my possession that the entire place I will direct it for the benefit of the Creator? Go ahead and make it short.
It starts in the group, in simple actions of connecting and integrating. Their will enters me and influences my opinion, and continues to the perception of reality, that is it, what's inside of me.
It all depends on the environment. The more a person plants himself in the environment, he is in a field that protects him from running away or connecting whatever occurs, or whatever he's going through, and leave the connection with the Creator. The field is called the Ervut. Always protects him and makes sure that his connection will be with the Creator.
Ervut is our ability that everyone can hold this thought, that all their actions, all their movement is towards the Creator, and brings themselves and all the group to more integration with him. And if everyone keeps this worriness, this, there's no chance I will not be in that.
I have to search who in this world and who around me appreciates the quality of bestowal more than the quality of reception, more than all the troubles, sufferings, more than this whole life, and to cleave on to them. Yeah, to add to the friends. The one who gives the greatest example eventually is the Rav. The greatness of the Rav, his devotion, the notion of there's none else besides him, that is a main factor in what the friend said about the Ervut, no question about it, and also the lesson and the workshop. This is our seminary. At this place, practically, we get the discernments of what it is to demand every moment for the quality of the soul to clothe on us, because without it, I won't be able to hold you in the center of the circle, and you won't be able to support me, and nothing will be built between us. And this is something we take with us for the rest of the day.
Everything he puts in front of us, it's like a lab for us. How should we act? How should we respond in these situations? It starts off strong towards our couple, continues through the family, with the children. It appears and gives you the preparation and place to work in the strongest way to how to work inside the group. And through the group, to exit the world with the Creator's force.
I think here in this condition there is no division anymore. In the group, I gather the support, the strength, and the desire to unite, and I come out with it. In the outer audience, seemingly I collect their deficiencies and I participate in this pain that they have, which is a clue where the Creator can be revealed. Everything formulates into this center where eventually I nullify myself. And in that place, I try to be this pipe I'm supposed to be, to realize my role all the way through.
The group in the state of Arvut can do this switch and demand that the light would take to action the what we all demand in Arvut, 600,000 people.
To remember that in every action that I do, I give a personal example, and people are looking at me, the friends are looking at me, and I have to see in front of me this Arvut always that I'm committed to them.
From the sources, from our sages, through our Rav, we attain this through our lessons and study. We can build this chisaron for self-change. And from this Arvut, like friends said, we can all be in one direction, one desire, that everything is an opportunity to attain the same quality of Him. We put all these connections, and now everything is just direction.
How can we now, before our great gathering, for uniting with great intensity, such great intensity, that all of our friends from all around the world are coming with their great desire? How do we organize those desires in order to connect them precisely into one request to reveal upon us the dominion, the governance of the Creator? How do we, with the help of this great convention, how do we get organized into a request, a demand that the dominion of the Creator will be revealed to us? What do you recommend to all of us that we should do? That question is also asked as your homework for today, as your assignment for today. How do we connect? How do we get organized? How do we turn the demand for the dominion of the Creator over us to be the demand, the main chisaron, the main deficiency, the main desire, the only one that dwells in our hearts, in the collective heart of ours? Go ahead.
We simply connect more to cancel all these separations, to be equal. And that we are a place for the Creator to be revealed. We share responsibilities and jobs. We share these things with other friends from all over the world. It doesn't matter. Everyone gives what he can. Even in this place, people cancel time and space and just want to be together.
I see the Congress like a meal, with the upper one. The Congress is not a place where we come to connect. We already come with our mutual clear for the meal. So for a meal with the Creator, you have to think, what is a meal with the upper one? We have to dress up nicely, to shave, to open our heart, to get excited so that the excitement will be mutual excitement, to have an anticipation, a common desire, a common longing. And then we have to unite our common forces, our united desires, with mainly with the friends from the world Kli that have a very special desire which we don't. So how do we prepare ourselves for that meal, for that meeting with the Upper One? And basically, if we could accelerate that excitement, that anticipation, so the Congress, it's just, it can happen here and now. We have to increase our excitement, don't know how, but
we can add this excitement through integrating with the friends that are coming and putting so much effort to find this desire of friends that are coming and really giving themselves all the way just to engulf this desire to get to this prayer, this force of prayer that we have in the air. It feels we have this force of prayer. We just have to add to this fire, just to gather and get to this enough force for it to.
In every one of the friends, there is this desire of cleaving on to the Creator constantly above everything else. And it is up to us to evoke that desire in them. There is nothing else other than this work towards the friends, to search how to awaken their hearts in every meeting, every talk, every action towards adherence with the Creator. Yeah, to continue the friends. If you look at it with your beastly mind, it's these equations with many variables, the deficiency in corporation, in acquiring common prayer of money, and of this to come to be needy of the Creator. And I'm telling you from my experience, it cannot be solved. Don't integrate with the friends, as the friends were saying. I saw it on my flesh, how it works. I can say that yesterday, with the right recommendation to make an integration between the Israeli Kli and the World Kli, two friends of ours went to the campus, and they went there, they participated in the workshops, and I'm telling you, also friends from the world were amazed, friends from the campus. It doesn't matter if they register for the Congress, half of them cried in the intensity, and you can see it in the quorum, you could see it also in every place. That just the fact that we're sitting together, even in the first semester, they were there just for 5 lessons, 1 month and a half, and they're sitting together and talking, and it's magic. I was in a club on Tuesday in Tel Aviv. So many people, just let them talk to them, and you feel how they're changing. It simply works. And next week, we really want to start the Congress next week so that everyone who won't be working from morning till night in the World Kli here and also the friends, it will be like in the aquarium and Saturday night to bring out the whole World Kli to the Israeli Kli and also on Tuesday. So we need to, as much as possible, to mix, to mingle, to sit together in a workshop. This is what's working right now. And learn. It's a simple rule. If something opens up, go full steam ahead, go for it full steam ahead, because otherwise, how can we bring people to the fact that the Creator should control us, and for that we need the greatness of the golden prayer of many. It can come only from within the center of the group. It works the opposite way.
Just to continue this excitement, yesterday was teachers meeting, and from every gathering like that, there were like 70 or 80 teachers. This integration in the workshop, it came to this high level that the connection felt so strongly. From one hand, this connection, from the other hand, the separation, these things work so strongly, these both sides. That's really only what we have to do, is just to get in this soup and let him stir us in all his force, and to be like a...
In this incorporation, something very interesting is created. A friend supports my scream and I support his scream. I can't live this way that I'm only will to receive. I just want to devour the whole world. And he supports this scream of mine, of the point on the heart that wants to come out. And by this support, we come up to this demand that no one can resist. This is this scream. We're already in it. Only we keep intensifying it in every workshop, in every integration. Eventually, this is coming out. Yeah. If we will make this fire from below between us, then fire from above will come to us and we will have the correct bonfire for the light to flow and do into this whole reality. Till now we had a very intensive preparation for the Congress. Now what should happen before, like before every Congress, everybody wants to come and receive for themselves. Now we have to change ourselves entirely and we have to start thinking how we make sure that the friends will get. We're big boys now, we can do it, and we have to make this effort. And then definitely something will happen that didn't happen till now, because if we'll do what we did till now in a more powerful way, then nothing new will happen. If we want for something new to happen, we have to do something else. And yeah, and eventually I think that this personal example is what works. If every one of us thinks how he can contribute to the system from his own unique abilities and not receive from it, and then this is what goes through between us. You see what, how everyone contributes and you do the same. And then, and now the last question. How do we turn this Congress from a connection between us to a connection with the Creator? How do we turn this Congress from a connection between us to a connection with the Creator? Go ahead.
All the preparation up till now for the Congress was to reveal this Creator. The environment is influencing us within the intention to give him contentment, and we see that it works out like that.
But the preparation that we're now doing, which is mainly, partly it's in our hands and legs, and partly is in our thought and the concern in our heart for one another, not to leave this field of connection between us, not to leave the arvut, the mutual guarantee between us. We want in that field from the center of the group. We're asking the Upper One to give us the strength, the mind and the heart of how to be in the right preparation for Him. To simply ask, okay, we stay with that question for the rest of the day, and tomorrow we come with a clear solution, each and every one of you, and you will tell us about it tomorrow in the first question in the workshop, and now let's go back to the lesson.